Pump.fun reportedly cuts staff before their token rewards. Vested Pump.fun, the Solana memcoin launchpad, reportedly laid off a group of employees just months before their token allocations were set to vest, according to a report circulating on August 1, 2026. The claim surfaced by Cointelegraph citing investor accounts has not been confirmed by the company. Pump.fun has not issued a public response at the time of writing. The specifics matter less than the mechanic. In crypto, a large share of employee compensation often comes as token grants that vest on a schedule, frequently with a one-year cliff before any tokens unlock. An employee let go before that cliff can walk away with little to nothing from the token portion of their package, even after months of work. That is the friction the report points at. The vesting cliff problem: a vesting cliff is a date before which none of a grant unlocks. Miss it by a day, and the standard outcome is zero. The structure exists for a reason. It protects the company and remaining team from paying out people who leave quickly. In traditional equity, this is well understood, and courts, contracts, and norms have decades of precedent around it. Token grants borrow the vesting concept, but drop much of the surrounding structure. A token allocation is often governed by an internal schedule, rather than the kind of formal equity agreement a startup lawyer would paper. When a company controls both the layoff timing and the vesting calendar, the optics of a pre-cliff cut are bad, even when nothing improper occurred. That is why a report like this spreads. It fits a pattern people already worry about. Pump.fun is a high-profile target for this scrutiny. The platform generated substantial fee revenue during the 2024 and 2025 memcoin waves and ran one of the more watched token launches of the cycle. A company with that kind of treasury cutting staff before their tokens unlock invites the question of whether the timing was operational or financial. Reported not confirmed worth stating plainly, this is a single-sourced report relaying investor commentary, not a company statement, a filing, or a leaked contract. No specific number of affected employees, no dollar figure on the allocations, and no internal document has been made public. The engagement on the original post reflects interest, not verification. Crypto layoff stories are also prone to distortion. Departures can be voluntary, performance-based, or part of a broader restructuring, and outside observers rarely see the terms. Some token plans include acceleration or partial vesting on termination without cause, which would blunt the harshest reading. Without the actual agreements, the fairness of any individual case cannot be judged from the outside. The pattern it taps into token compensation has always carried a governance gap. Employees are asked to accept volatile, illiquid tokens in place of salary or conventional equity, then depend on schedules the employer largely controls. When the token trades below expectations or the vesting date slips past a layoff, workers absorb the downside while keeping little of the upside they were recruited on. For crypto startups, the takeaway is about structure, not scandal. Token grants that mirror real equity protections, with written vesting terms, defined treatment on termination, and clear disclosure of cliffs, remove the ambiguity that makes stories like this stick. Comp built on informal internal schedules leaves both sides exposed, employees to arbitrary timing, and companies to reputational damage the moment a layoff coincides with a vesting date, whether or not the two were linked. The broader market backdrop is soft. As of August 1, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $63,012, down about 2% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 33, Fear. Solana sits around 7305. A cooler market pressures token-heavy treasuries and makes cost cuts more likely across the sector, which is exactly the environment where vesting cliff disputes tend to surface.